This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is creeping along to 7:06, and if you missed the show yesterday, we spoke with two entrepreneurs whose businesses incorporate sustainability as a core value of their business. We had Harith Ridzwan from One Tech Malaysia, as well as Kim Lim from Pichai Eats. You can look up the podcast by searching 101 SMEs and Sustainable Development Goals. And that was what we did to kick off, like we said, our week-long exploration into all aspects of forming and then succeeding when it comes to small and medium enterprises.
Becoming SMEs. So, as for today, we're going to take a look at one very crucial aspect for entrepreneurs, and that is financing. It's the cause of struggle for many, whether at the start of their businesses or while it's running. And in fact, this was expressed by Kim on the show yesterday.
Right now, our obstacle will be trying to get people to be on board with feature is to grow. The reason why is to get people to believe in our vision and to get people to work in a social enterprise is actually more difficult than we would have imagined, because people were thinking about whether they'll get financial stability, whether they will get career growth, whether they will have flexibility in terms of timing. And so all these things have been quite a bit of an obstacle for us to get people on board with us. So we hope that we can mitigate that as soon as possible.
Which is why today our show is entirely about financing. On the line with us right now to talk about this is Arya Putra Ismail, Group President and CEO of SME Bank. Arya, thanks for joining us. Based on the entrepreneurs that you've spoken to in the past, when it comes to worries or concerns, how high up is money or financing on that list?
I would say money or capital would be a top three, where the top three of course, the capital or savings or money that they have, but also fairly important would be the marketability of the product, whether the product has a competitive edge that suits what the customer needs or wants, and also the industry cycle. You know, some entrepreneur, they are latecomers, so that might kill their business as well. Some industry are sunset industry, unless they are creative and innovative enough to have a new product that will create a new cycle of that particular industry. Then they have a huge chance of being successful in their business.
Based on SME Bank's experience over the years, since it was founded back in 2005, what are the common financing needs of SMEs here?
Actually, from our experience in terms of assisting financially the SMEs, as well as providing them training for their businesses, what we have observed is there's still a huge number of entrepreneurs which is quite lack in terms of discipline. Discipline meaning to manage their financial, also to keep track their spending. This is very important because failing to this, their access to financing in the future could be difficult. Another one is entrepreneur always look for opportunity. Only few create opportunity. So these are two differences in terms of the successful entrepreneurs and the average entrepreneur. This is what we have learned. And most of them are still lacking in terms of try to adopt the best practice of business. They still be running the business as if it's a small, and financial discipline is not there to make sure the obligation is being observed, and communication with bankers is not really been actively taking place. So this has to a certain extent has contributed to a failure of an entrepreneur to be successful in the future.
Right. And what are some steps being taken by SME Bank to address the factors that you just mentioned?
This is a very interesting question because SME Bank is one of the DFI under the Kementerian Pembangunan Usahawan. we have two key deliverables. One is the access to financing, and second is the beyond financing. For the access to financing, we have all the banking facility, like working capital, term financing. We have contract financing, so on and so forth. But that one is just on the financial assistance. What makes entrepreneur to be more successful is beyond financing assistance that we are providing. We have a specialized team that will be sitting with entrepreneur to guide them or to prepare them to be a more organized entity, and we'll be giving trainings as well as helping them in terms of charting their business plan. So these are the two key roles that we are aggressively doing right now.
Crowdfunding has been raised as an alternative way to raise funds for SMEs. What are the pros and cons of using crowdfunding?
Actually, crowdfunding is not a new thing in Malaysia in particular. I know crowdfunding has been very in a very informal form, probably maybe 10, 15 years ago, even earlier. However, it is more organized quite recently for the past 7-8 years, where we have seen few companies has registered their interest or registered their entity as a crowdfunder officially. And talking about crowdfunding in assisting entrepreneur, there are pros and cons. Let me start with the pros. To a certain extent, crowdfunding could be faster than the bank, probably because of the sponsors or the donor is they understand how it works in terms of market, in terms of product, and so on and so forth. In fact, if they know the entrepreneur personally. Secondly, crowdfunding is the bridger. Normally, crowdfunding is the gap filler, if I may use that word, before an entrepreneur can be bankable. Because most of the crowdfunding, they are targeting a new business venture who has a future or prospects, but financially not ready. And most of the time, the involvement of crowdfunding agencies or crowdfunding entities would create a synergy with an entrepreneur. Most of them will be, to a certain extent, involved in the business to see whether the product is meeting what the customer needs or wants, also to venture into new markets. These are the pros that the crowdfunding might add value to the business. However, it has, it's not really disadvantage, but things that need to be addressed or observed, which is the crowdfunding sometimes require a quite comprehensive business plan, because this is the new venture, a new investment to them. So the entrepreneur must have a good business plan to be presented to them. Secondly, it is quite a saturated market, if I may. You must know where to go, who to approach to get the funding, and this sometimes could delay the process of getting financial assistance or financial aid from the crowdfunding community. And sometimes the wrong engagement with the crowdfunding entity would further delay the process, because the more active the crowdfunding entity, the better opportunity for the entrepreneur to get financial assistance. So it, depending on how aggressive they are. And the last one is it's not been highlighted or it's not been shared before. Some of the crowdfunding platform will involve certain fees to be borne by the entrepreneur. These are the things that sometimes can be quite a burden, even though it's small, but to a certain entrepreneur, it may have difficulties in terms of meeting the commitment.
And speaking of commitments, what tips do you have for businesses to manage their debt? What considerations should be made when a business is considering, for that matter, taking on more debt?
I think it depends on, first, their attractiveness of the product, and also the prospect of the market itself. Taking a debt requires a high discipline and sincerity. As most of our entrepreneur, they have a very good prospect, but sometimes they're quite aggressively expanding their business. So sincerity and also discipline in managing their cash, the cash flow is very important. So they must be closer to the bank whenever they want to venture into new business. So and also, before they make a decision to have more debts, please consult the bank, because the bank will have a better view in terms of advising them in terms of what they need financially and what kind of product that's suitable to their business expansion.
We know that many businesses may not immediately succeed. At what point financially should you say that perhaps it's time to give up on the business or to at least take a different tack?
When the revenue is no more able to support their fixed costs as well as the variable costs, then there will be a time for them to revisit their business. Why I'm saying that is, if an entrepreneur, the revenue generated from the business is no more visible to pay for the salary, for example, or to pay for the fixed cost, for example, the rental, and other fixed and direct costs, then it is an early signal that the business is not performing and is about to be in trouble. So they must make a decision whether to stop the business or to venture into new line of business or to improve their products. Because some of the business, based on our experience, is not necessarily for a business to stop operation when their revenue is down. Sometimes it is caused by various factors. Therefore, it is important for the entrepreneur to understand what is the root cause of the downturn of the business. So once they have they are able to identify the root cause of the downturn of the business, then we can address it more objectively.
So on its website that's celebrating World SME Day, the United Nations pointed out that SMEs tend to employ a larger share of more vulnerable sectors of the workforce, including, for example, women, youth and people from poorer households. Are there specific kinds of support for these groups in SMEs?
We launched My SME Ladies last year, and the product is currently undergoing a few enhancements, more features to make attractive. And this product is basically targeting the women entrepreneur, where we believe that women entrepreneur in Malaysia is yet to be assisted financially. If you look at from the statistic, default rate for women business or women entrepreneur or business woman is much lower than the businessman or the entity run by a male business person. So because of that, we have taken this initiative, and we would like to promote this and encourage all women entrepreneurs to come forward to see our team and discuss your financial needs. Other than that, we had launched our special fund for tourism to promote tourism industry in Malaysia. And this initiative undertaken by the bank is not only to facilitate the big entrepreneur, but also the small entrepreneur in promoting the tourism industry.
All right. We'll be looking forward to more updates about those programs. In the meantime, Arya, thanks for joining us. That was Arya Putra Ismail, Group President and CEO of SME Bank. We've received some questions and rather some comments about the story that we covered earlier regarding Kelantan and its plans for conversion when it comes to Orang Asli within its state borders. We will come back to address those in just a little bit. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.